You are Locked On Pirates, your daily podcast on the Pittsburgh Pirates, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast of choice. My name is Jason Rollison, and I have with me today Jared Prugar, one of our writers at LockedOnPirates.com, and all-around very good young sports journalist who's going to be covering the Altoona Curve for us all year long. And Jared, thanks for joining us today.
No problem, Jason. Just glad to have glad you guys had me on.
Yeah. Full disclosure, this is our second attempt at this because we tried to record earlier. It didn't quite take, so take two. Hopefully it'll be better than the first. So let's get right to it because you attended the Curve's Media Day yesterday, and I realize now I'm being disrespectful to them, the defending Eastern League champion Altoona Curve.
That's right. They'll be sure to let you know everywhere you see it at Blair County Ballpark this year.
Oh, yeah. So quite an interesting mix of prospects. You have guys like Brian Hayes and Will Craig coming up, getting their first substantial promotion after spending the year in Bradenton last year. But, of course, the group, in my opinion, is headlined by one Mitch Keller and one Cole Tucker. A really frontline top 10 prospect. They've been in the Pirates system for a while, both on the pitching side of the ball and in the hitting side. So let's talk about Keller specifically. Look, the guy looked excellent last year, coming on with a Curve later in the year and helping them in the playoffs. He looked great this year in spring training. How long can we really expect to see Mitch Keller in Double A?
I think he's going to be around probably until June. And the reason I think that is there's a little bit of a logjam at Triple A. So he's going to have to work on some of his secondary pitches if he wants to get caught up any earlier than that. They're going to want to see him pitch when the weather's nice, hopefully sometime soon. He's obviously not going to get very good weather this weekend when he throws on Sunday. But the way that his career is going, he's going to pitch in Pittsburgh someday, barring any unforeseen injuries or trades. But really the only person that's going to limit him and what he's able to do is himself.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of been the MO on Keller because everyone who's seen him, scouted him, talked to him at all, knows that he is kind of a very driven individual, very workmanlike, just comes in and does his work. What kind of setback would keep him in Double-A? I mean, you know, I know no one likes to deal in absolutes with prospects, but if he's just average, you know, for him, is that enough to get him to Triple-A sooner rather than later?
If his average is how he was last year, I think he ends up getting there a little bit later. But if he continues to develop at the rate that he has, he put the Eastern League on blast last year with his pitching performance late in the season. So he's a good big game pitcher. And there aren't going to be very many big games in April, May, or June. However, as long as he continues to develop and doesn't bite into the hype of he's this superstar prospect phenom, the next big thing, and stays true to himself and his ability, then the sky's the limit.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned not believing the hype because you also talked to Mike Ryan yesterday. And look, we might as well call Mike Ryan DJ Khalid because all he does is win. Won the Bradenton High A Championship 2 years ago. Won the Eastern League Championship last year in his first year at Altoona. And something he said struck me, and you kind of alluded to it just there. He said sometimes the best thing for these prospects is not to believe their own hype. And it kind of reminded me that Mike Ryan is a very workmanlike, very matter-of-fact guy. And I just wonder if you agree with me, or how would you characterize his approach to developing these prospects?
He keeps it real. As far as I know, he's a straight shooter with these guys. Any time that I've talked to him, whether he's been in a media scrum, whether it's been in his office after the game, whether it's either one of the media days I've been able to attend with him as the manager, he's always straight to the point. He keeps it simple, and that's what his players love, and that's what endears him to them. And that's what's great about him. He's real and genuine, and that's what they need. They need that honest feedback. They need that honesty from a coach. They don't need anything sugar-coated. They've been sugar-coated since they were in high school as these big prospects going to college, getting drafted. It's time to get real. It's Double-A ball now. It's time for them to really put the big boy pants on and see if they've got what it takes to play professional baseball at a high level.
Yeah, I mean, he's told me before that Double-A becomes big boy baseball. You know, you're not so much you're managing more to win the game and playing more to win the game. You're not necessarily worried about, you know, this guy has a pitch limit or an innings limit, or this guy has to work on this thing specifically. So, you know, I think it's very a very good sign for the Pirates that they brought Mike Ryan up from single A, and his methodology and his approach to the game, you know, kind of worked the double A right off the bat. Now, we mentioned at the top that this is an interesting slate of prospects. Again, Keller and Tucker kind of lead the list for me, but you also have Hayes and Craig and some other guys. Stephen Alames is coming up to double A, which is encouraging. A lot of people think he was a defensive-only prospect, but we'll see if he can, if his bat will play a little bit. But from your perspective, Jared, from the guy who's going to be there, you know, quite a lot this summer, what two or three prospects are you most interested to see this year, not named Keller or Tucker?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say Cole Tucker. I think he's the future face of the franchise. But if I can't pick him, my two suggestions are going to be really players to watch this summer are going to be Brian Reynolds, a guy that we brought over in our in the deal for Andrew McCutchen with the San Francisco Giants, and also Jason Martin, who was brought over in the deal for Garrett Cole from the Houston Astros. When talking with Ryan and listening to him talk yesterday, he spoke about how Reynolds is a five-tool guy, according to what some scouts might say. So he's got the power. He's got the power. He's got the average. He's got the arm. He's got the speed. He's got the glove. He's got everything. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Jason Martin has played really well at every level that he's been at. So it'll be exciting to see what kind of tweaks they make from franchise to franchise, because I can almost guarantee that the Pittsburgh Pirates do things differently than the Giants and the Astros do from a developmental standpoint down on the farm. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest things to watch with those two, specifically, and how they adjust and adapt their skill set to play Pittsburgh Pirates baseball.
All right, so on that note, we're going to let Jared go. We're going to play some audio that he gathered at the Curves Media Day right after this. So, Jared, we'll be talking to you a lot this year. Every Friday, we're going to try to do Future Bucks Friday on Lockdown Pirates, where we talk about prospects. We'll give you the best prospect performance of the week and kind of touch base with Jared here and there for Curve reports, as well as talking about prospects overall. So, Jared, we will talk to you this summer.
Sounds good, Jason. Looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks. That's Jared Prugar on Lockdown Pirates. And now we'll play the audio he gathered from Curve Media Day.
Snow, and everybody is ready to play baseball after being in Florida. How do you manage a team here over the next 5-6 days? They have some rain out, getting guys ready, you know, and you just don't really know what it's going to be every day.
Yeah, you know, you try to prepare. You think, you know, if we get rained out Thursday, what's a doubleheader going to look like Friday? If you don't play all weekend, you think of what it's going to look like against Harrisburg. So we're prepared for anything. If we do get in Thursday's game and we don't play Friday, these are all scenarios that we've been through, things that we've talked about as a staff, things that we've talked about with coordinators with the Pirates. So either way, we're prepared. We're prepared if we play all, you know, 8 games, 7 games this homestand, or if we play one or two or none. So it's just, it's challenging the last 2 days not being able to get out on the field and get some work in as far as the practice reps, but our pitchers have been thrown in the cages against our hitters, so, you know, we're getting as much in as we can.
What's it like to have your own bobblehead, and did they do a good job of constructing it?
I haven't seen it yet, but, you know, it's an advantage from being around these parts, is, you know, got a lot of family members that probably threw out some boats in there, so. You look at the managers that have been here in the past, you know, it's humbling to have the bobblehead, but, you know, not necessarily thinking that it's deserved. So, you know, I got to thank a lot of my family members and some local friends and things like that. So it's exciting.
You saying they threw the vote?
I just think I had some people behind the scenes that might have upped the numbers a little bit, so we'll see.
What did JT show over the past year to really earn himself this opening day start?
Just that he's coming back, what he's done in the postseason, the amount he grew from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. Just a guy that I felt comfortable with to go opening day, especially in front of our home crowd. Just something that he's earned, something that I wanted to reward him with, and, you know, that's exactly what he put himself in position to do. And he's a big game pitcher, in my opinion, and, you know, what's the bigger game right now than opening day?
and you've seen that in the playoffs. And there are a lot of guys in the system that maybe get a lot of notoriety, like Bill Keller, Waddell. What about a Brubaker? What does he have to do to maybe open eyes and have people look at him a little bit more?
No, I just think he needs to do what he's been doing. I mean, he went to the fall league. He had he opened some eyes there. His secondary pitches are really coming together. I mean, his slider's better than what we've seen in the past, so he's developing that very well. You know, he's up to 96, 97 miles per hour with his fastball. Just something that he deserved, I think, and it was something that, you know, he was built up. He's built up to go six innings, you know, just like the other guys. But, you know, home opener, a guy that I have trust in, and that's why he got the nod.
With being a local guy and bringing a championship to this region, what's this offseason been like for you?
You know, it's been great. The day after we won the championship, it was exciting to go home to enjoy that with friends and family, and to come back here a couple times in the offseason and show, just to see how important it was to the community, you know, to this great organization. It's been exciting. That was last year, though, so we flipped the page. We're ready to get this season going, and, you know, hopefully we can do it again.
There's no doubt Mitch has great stuff. You talked about how it looks different out of his hand. But he's in a situation now where he's getting a lot more attention, a lot more notoriety. He's closer to Pittsburgh. You dealt with it, I'm sure, in the minors, mm-hmm. when guys got that first little bit of, you know, it can change. So how will he have to accept all of that, not let it become a distraction, and still focus on what he has to do?
Yeah, and just think, you know, to be honest with you, it's up to him. You know, not saying anything bad about any player at all, but sometimes the best thing is to not maybe believe the hype. But to have confidence still in your abilities. When you're labeled a prospect, you know, and why are we all prospects? I think it's because they haven't done anything yet, you know. So Mitch Keller has a bright future. No matter what happens to him, he's going to pitch in the big leagues. He knows that. It's just a matter of him being patient and knowing what he has to do in order to get to the major leagues. And, you know, sometimes you have to block out the outside noise and, you know, not necessarily believe what everyone's writing, but, you know, not have that get in the way of your work ethic and things that you need to accomplish to get to Pittsburgh.
His personality specifically, will he be able to do that?
Absolutely. I mean, he's just worried about the next game. The only thing that's on his mind right now is Sunday. He's not thinking about how many games he's going to pitch in Pittsburgh right now. He's not thinking about anything else but what he needs to do to get ready. And that's what separates him.
Cole got a taste in big league camp. What can that do for a player, and what are you looking to challenge him to get even better at this year?
I think it was a great experience for him. If you talk to him, you know, he was able to hang out with Jordy a lot, to learn from Sean Rodriguez as far as what leadership's all about, to watch how those guys go about their business. So the experience was invaluable for him in sort of that sense. But, you know, what we're looking for this year is to maybe raise the baseball IQ a little bit, you know what situations that you need to maybe lay a bunt down on your own, steal a base on your own in the right position, situations, things, you know, who's hitting behind you? Do you want to take the bat out of his hand? Do you want to get in scoring position for this guy? Do you need to move this guy over? Do you need to get him in? You know, so these are all things that he needs to get better at before he gets to Pittsburgh, as far as raising the baseball IQ, sense of the game, and, you know, something, he's a student of the game. It's something that he'll be able to handle, and something that he'll be able to learn from quickly.
Expectations for yourself are definitely heightened this time around. Are you approaching this season any different, maybe mentally, as opposed to last year?
No. I mean, expectations for me are always going to be the same. They won't change. You know, championship, that's the expectations. That's not going to change. Never will. no matter if we have a good club, no matter if we have a club that needs to improve, that would be the expectation. That's just the way I'm wired. That's just the way I am. We're going to repeat. That's the expectations. And if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. That's what the expectation will be next year. So looking forward to this season and the journey that we're going to be on together. And, you know, a lot of these guys felt what it was like, and there's nothing like it. And why not want to try to do it again?
Whenever it was that you decided you wanted to be a manager, when you think back to then, has your career gone the way you would have hoped or thought it would to this point?
As far as
being just, where you're at, what you've learned, what you, the positions you've been in?
I don't think it's been I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. I just wanted to be where my feet were, wherever I was at. I just wanted to make sure that I could learn every day, and that's what I continue to do. Did I ever think that I would be managing the Altoona Curve? No, but I'm honored to be here. I'm excited to do so again, especially being from close to the area. The community here, you know, our front office, our organization here is just, it feels like home. It's so comfortable for me. Did I ever dream about doing it? Sure. Did I expect it? You know, I'd be lying if I said yeah, but I'm here now. I'm excited, and you know, I'm the luckiest man in minor league baseball, in my opinion.
On a personal standpoint, being so close to home, is there any more of a wow factor knowing that you're the manager during the 20th season for the Altoona Curve?
I'm glad that it's me, to be honest with you. To be part of the 20th season, it's an honor to be in front of the room and to lead this club and to see how the season plays out as far as on the field, off the field, promotions, things like that. Being close from here, it means a lot to me. This isn't something that I take for granted. I'm thankful for each day that I'm here, and I'm glad that it's me. I'm not saying that anyone else would appreciate it anymore, but I'm glad that I'm here.
Two guys specifically that you got in trades, Martin and Reynolds. Can you just give me a brief idea of what to expect for scouting report on each of those guys?
Both are all around really good players. Reynolds is a five-tool type of guy that you might say as a scout. You know, what he brings to the table, he's a switch hitter. You know, he plays all three outfield positions very well. He can run, he can hit for power, he hits for average. Real quiet guy, just down to business. Martin's a little bit opposite at times. He's a spunky type of guy, energy type person. Speed for days. Can lay a bunt down, but he can hit a ball in the gap. He plays really good defense. Some things that they both need to get better at as far as getting to the next level, but extremely excited to have them in the organization, and they're going to help.
Anybody else have anything? On our right, Mitch on the left, just in case you aren't familiar with those faces. Go ahead and fire away.
You have no opening statement. Everybody always says, like, they can't wait to get out of Florida for spring training and all that. And then you get here and it's 40 degrees and snowing. What's it like when you guys get up north and it's just a completely different weather dynamic and everything?
Yeah, sure. It's different, that's for sure. I'm not from a place where it's cold, so this is definitely a change of pace. But like you said, it's getting out of Florida and it's getting ready for baseball season. So we're excited about that and ready to get going. Obviously, you can't really control the weather, whether it's really cold rain or snow or whatever. We just got to kind of adapt and get ready to go. But we've been working all offseason, all spring training for this week, for this moment, for this game on Thursday. So we're ready to jump out the gates and get going.
What are, for both of you, Mitch, from you first, what are challenges or issues about pitching or playing in this kind of weather when you've been in nicer weather for the previous month or so?
I don't know if it's really a challenge, just kind of getting used to the cold again. I'm from the north, so just kind of takes me a week to kind of get used to it, and then I'm ready to roll. So it's just kind of good to get these 5 days and get used to, you know, being a little chillier than down in Bradenton. But it's not too bad at all. I mean, I think it's more of an advantage for us pitchers than it is hitters.
Yep.
Why is that? That generally is the case. Why?
Well, it's always an advantage for pitchers because they get to stand on a hill and throw a tiny little ball at you and you have to hit it. But, like, if you get jammed as a hitter and it's cold, it really hurts. So, pitchers always have the advantage, but definitely just with the weather and how it feels. They have control. We're reacting off of them. Obviously, we have a plan and stuff, but hitters are generally reacting off of pitchers unless you're sidekick. You know a pitch is coming. But they definitely have the upper hand.
Mitch, close to the end of last year, you were pretty lights out. How do you improve on that this year?
Just taking that and rolling with it. I mean, refining pitches, being more precise, just getting the secondary stuff better. I mean, there's always room for improvement, and you just take that into spring training and the off season and try and put it towards the season upcoming. So that's really all I got.
What has it been like for you for the last 7 or 8 months? Obviously, you had incredible finish to the year, and now you get closer to Pittsburgh, and there's more notoriety, and you kill in the fall league. So, have things changed for you at all, just with all the notoriety that you've gotten?
I mean, it's definitely changed from my first 2 years in pro ball. I mean, I wasn't getting this recognition and all the stuff in the papers and rankings and all that. But it's cool. But I mean, you just got to take a step back and, you know, just really focus on what you're doing and not try to look too much into that, because that can really hurt you if you're looking too much into that. Just be really focused on that and just be focused on what you're doing in the field. And ultimately, if you're playing well, you're gonna move up, and we're gonna have that shot up in Pittsburgh one day.
Do you try to purposely avoid seeing things that are said or written about you at all, just to not let it interfere with your?
I mean, I'm not going out of my way to look for it. But I mean, social media is a big thing, so I mean, you see it, so it's kind of hard to avoid it. But I try not to look too much into it.
You guys were honored down in Bradenton for your championship last year. What was it like kind of having the band back together down there for that moment?
It's cool. It's like having a team reunion. You know, some guys are in big leagues or in big league camp, or some guys are in minor league camp, or some guys are in Indy, Altoona, wherever. So it's cool to get that group back together. For the most part, just about everybody was there. It's like going to a high school reunion. I've never been to a high school reunion. I don't know what that's like. Sorry. But, it's just getting together and obviously being publicly recognized in front of the big league team, the big league staff, Frank, Bob, Neil, all those guys. It's cool to see all the hard work we put in the summer and in the fall. Kind of be celebrated in front of all those people. So it's definitely something that we looked forward to, and we look forward to having again, and ultimately doing that in Pittsburgh one day would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'd just say it's really cool to be recognized and in front of the big league crowd at spring training and in front of all those guys you mentioned, GM, president, everybody there, and getting the rings is pretty special. Just seeing them first time, that's a pretty special moment.
Anyone else have anything for Mitch and Cole?
One more thing, Mitch. Where would you say you've improved the most, say, over the last year or so? And what do you think the next 4 or 5 months the focus will be for you?
I'd say over the past year is just controlling my emotions, honestly. When I was younger, it's kind of something went bad. Just kind of tailspin on me, and that was the end of that. And I couldn't really bounce back from anything that bad happened in the game. So I'd say that's pretty a big stepping stone for me, just being able to control my emotions and just be able to bounce back. And I'd say next 4 or 5 months, just really, really nailing the secondary stuff and being able to put the ball where I want to in any count.
How did you do that with the emotional stuff? Was that on your own? Did the Pirates help with a lot of their personnel around, talking to people like a Waddell or Jameson Taillon who excel at that? How do you go about that?
I think it was just experience and growing up, honestly, just maturing, getting older, just knowing it's going to happen, and you have to deal with it if you want to be successful in this game. So just kind of hit me earlier in my career.
For both of you, you both spent time in big league camp. What was that experience like while you were down in Bradenton?
I didn't spend time in big league camp. He did.
Wow. You did get into a great
game. I got into a game, but yeah, that was a really cool moment. Pitching in that game, being able to throw two innings, so I'm just trying to take that experience and hopefully it'll come to my advantage one day. But yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, it's great. It's something I've been looking forward to. I didn't think I was going to get invited, so getting that call from Broadway was pretty sweet. But I got to go and hang out with Jordy Mercer and Sean Rodriguez every day and kind of shadow them and learn from them, because ultimately they're who I want to be and they're who I'm working towards being. So to go there and to play with and against guys that you've seen growing up is kind of cool. Like you're looking across the field and, oh, there's Joe Mauer, or there's Adam Jones, Manny Machado, whatever. So you see those big, really cool baseball players and get to play against them, which is cool. But honestly, I think being there for the first time before I'm there competing for a job, I think is going to be really important for me going forward when it is time for me to make a club.
Anyone else?
Wyatt,
you got anything?
No, I got nothing. Actually, I got one for Kyler. How's it feel knowing that when you're out there on the mound, knowing that you have one of your best friends in the middle infield, like having your back?
That's awesome, man. Just turning around, hearing him talk the whole game. Just love hearing him talk to me, so it's a good time.
Thank you. All right, guys, thank you.
Thanks, guys.